So this is how it's interpreted over here. It's Baal becomes Ms. Zovuah from the one who was killed. In other words, Hor was killed. Okay. Let's see, where am I? Yeah. So what does Aaron say? He said, Elosh Amin Elohu, if I don't listen to them, in other words, if I don't do what they tell me, Hashta of the League, Kida of the Bechor, they'll do to me what they did to Hur. Or Mekayim B, and they will then fulfill at my expense the Pasuk that says in Echo, coming in the Novi. They will be slaughtered, right? They'll be murdered in the sanctuary of God, the Kohen and the prophet. The Lo Havya Lehu Takanta Le'elam. And the people of Israel will never be able to find, forgiveness for having done this. So mutav, it's better to the Abdul Eagle that they should serve the eagle, right? Serve the golden calf. Ef Shahabiyu Takanta Mishuva. Maybe there is hope for them, to do tshuva and make up for it, okay, and atone for it. The Hanai Tanai Purtabayim Rashis Modem Baito Shubay. So now they go back again to this pasuk, which says that the beginning of strife is like opening up a gush of water, right? How do they interpret it? So it says, Good Rav Hamnuna. As Rav Hamnuna interpreted it, Omer Rav Hamnuna, it says, Ein Tchilas Dino Shal Odom Nidon Ela Divrei Torah. That when a person is going to be judged, obviously, they're talking about judged by the Beit Shalalim, then the first thing that they're going to ask him is Divrei Torah. Have you, in other words, that you devote any time to the study of Torah? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Poter Mayim Reishis Modom, right? And how did it derive that? So we have to understand, what is Reishis Mayim? Torah is compared to many different things. One of the things that the Torah is compared to is water. Of course, it's written in Yeshayahu, Hoy kol tzome lechu labayim, I'm quoting you orally, okay? Behold, everyone who is thirsty, let him come to the water, let him come and drink water, right? Be'ein mayim el Torah. And by mayim, this means Torah. So that what is righteous mayim, the first thing that they're going to ask you when you put their mud on, when you come to din before the Levitish Shalalim, when you're giving your din the cheshbon, right, is how about Torah? What did you do with it? Omer Rav Huna said, I Tigra Dominant Sidora Davidka, the Maya. He says, a quarrel is also, it says, like a pipe of water that begins to burst. It says, Kevin the Ravach, the wider it gets, the more it is. In other words, the more you carry out an argument, the worse it gets. Abaya Kashisha, Abaya the old man said, Omar, Dome Leguda de Gamlo, Kevin the Come. It says, it's like the good of the company, it says, like boards of a bridge, these bridges, not like the kind of bridges that we're used to, but they throw a couple of boards across the stream, right, to form a bridge. And at first, when you trample upon them, says Rashi, so they shake a little bit. But in the end, it gets so strong that it becomes fixed in its place. So likewise, the more you argue, what at first was only a shaky argument turns into a perpetual argument. Right.
I think just like a person can't live without water, therefore he can't live without Torah.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. But of course, the Torah is also compared to several other things, as for example, it's compared to honey,
Right.
Yeah, of course. Eitz Chaim Hil Masir Gimbo. I mean, we say it every time we put back the Torah, you know. It's the tree of life to those that hold fast to it. Right?
So, Doctor, when they end when we're judged and they ask you about what have you done for Torah, just saying that you were Kaliwa once or twice isn't going to count for too much.
Well,
I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to do
so. Okay, so I have to tell you, Shtei Keshuvim and Pirkei Avos, right? That, of course, I mean, they talk always in praise of Torah, but you may remember over there that it says, Ha'isa mitzvah achas, if you do a mitzvah, kodole prakliteha, then you get a defense lawyer for yourself. But if you do an avera, then you get a kateger. Right.
Right.
And you get the kateger. Okay.
Yeah, but you're studying.
Right.
You get a couple of.
Of course, you get points for learning. Absolutely. Right. Therefore, you should be Marba Petora, you know. Come attend as many classes as you can. Okay. The Gemara continues. Ahu the Havoko Omar Ozil. Tuve the Shoma, the Adish Halof Halfuho Bishte Meir. I'll have to take a look at Rashi for that one. Of course, it doesn't make too much sense the way it says over there right now. Okay. It doesn't mention it. Right, if you listen and pay attention, he says, the Shema V'Yodish, and Chalfucha Bishte Meyo, then 100 different disasters will flee from him. In other words, if you listen to the words of Torah, then you'll save yourself all kinds of Torahs. Okay? So, Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, so he says, Krokasiv, look, there's a pasuk that says Poiter Mayim Reishis Modon, right? So what is Reishis Meyo Dine? In other words, you save yourself 100 lawsuits if you pay attention and you don't, you know, you live a nice quiet life, okay? I heard a Habakkuk on my voice. So the person was going and says, Ataltit los ganda lamicha. He says, for two or three ganevas, they're not going to kill the ganev. In other words, so give him a chance, he's not punished immediately. Okay. Omalesh builder Rav Yehuda, Kroksiv. So he said to Rav Yehuda, you know what? I have a pasuk for you, he says. What is the pasuk? It's from Amos, Prophet Amos. It says, Ko Amar Hashem. Shem says, Al Shlosha Pisha Yisrael. Right? For three sins of Israel, but I will not exact punishment until the fourth one that they do. Okay? Very famous pasuk. It says, Mark, there's a haftarah to that effect. Yehuda Havakom on the Yozil, a certain person was going and said, Shev Birei Shabanyo Chadol Avid Bish. Says that there are seven, what is birei? I guess it means you can have seven beers. The seven wells, okay. Seven pits. Pits. Oh, I have to translate over here as pits. Because you see, it's washing. So, Sheva Boros Karuish Raglayish. There are seven pits that are dug for the foot of a person, right? For the person who is Ish Shalom, who is a person of peace, alright, a peaceful person, okay? There are seven pits that are, seven pits for Shalmoda, someone who lives in peace, peaceful life, the Chada, and there's one pit, La'avid Bish, for the one who does what is evil. In other words, the righteous person, the one who lives a quiet life, can escape seven pits, whereas the bad guy, right? He falls into the very first one. Okay. But here we're talking about, right? He escapes. He escapes all kinds of things that, you know, temptations in life. Problems that arise from arguments with people and things like that. If he lives a peaceful life, that doesn't get involved with these things. So Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, he said, "Kroksiv, I got a pasuk for you." He says, "Tisheva yipol tzadik v'kom." Right? The righteous can fall seven times, but nevertheless he arises. Right? But the evil one, he falls in one. Footnote is that we don't have exactly this as a quotation about the Russia, but what it does says is that Rishayim Yikoshu Barah, which is close enough to it, that the wicked will stumble in evil. Okay. I read Abakar Amavaz, he was someone who was fond of saying the following. He says, Mibay Dina Shakal Golima Rizman Zeman Vulesa Biruch, says, if you come from court and they took your cloak away because, you know, you were guilty, then in that case, sing a song and go on your way. In other words, accept the verdict and live with it. Okay?
Your cloak?
Yeah. If they take your cloak from you. In other words, you had no right for whatever it may be. But don't contest it. Just accept it and go on your way. So, okay. It's not a very litigious statement. Right, council is over. Right. So Shmuel said, okay, I got a pasuk for you also. Ksiv, it's written, the gam kol ha'om hazeh, all the koyma yove mishala. Okay, all those people will come to its place in peace. I heard Avakom of Arzul. Some of them's going wrong. He said, "He Naima, she is asleep. It is kula shapil, and the roof is collapsing." Amalei Shmuel, the Rav Yehuda. So he says, "Yeah, Krov, Siv, God pasuk." That because of laziness, the roof, you know, turns, it literally lowers. In other words, the roof falls in. Okay. Yeah, that's the Mishnah, correct. Right. Okay. I think I'll stop at this point. I'm a little bit tired. So, okay. Tonight is the 2nd of July, year 2008. If I have a voice, we'll learn tonight. And we are currently in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page. We've gone through a series of different popular sayings where they take the popular saying and then they find a pasuk for it. Okay? Yeah, that's what we've been doing. Okay? So now we'll continue with that, and then we get it back again to the more serious business of Sanhedrin. Okay? Of course. We're right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Wait a minute, there's a long line. Is that where we are?
We're far further down. We're halfway between one long line and the bottom line. You see, in the margin, it says a little bit, Tilim Mem Aleph. Do you see that? No.
No.
Okay.
In the margin?
Not in the big margin, but the little margin. Right in the middle. The last two words that we had is Yimach HaMekorah.
What's the first word of the next line?
Right. Basel time, Yimach HaMekorah. Right. Because of laziness, the roof comes down. Okay? Okay.
Do you see anything in the margin, though?
Right. Yimach HaMekorah. Mine they have. Oh, I see. Yours doesn't have it. My apologies.
That's okay.
Yeah, anyway, this is what we have. Yimach HaMekorah is where we're up to right now.
It's not
Mikra? No. HaMekorah. The roof. The roof. Ceiling, whatever you want to call it. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Makorah. Right.
No. The ceiling comes down. Okay. All right, so it says, Ahu, the HaMekorah, so there's a man who's going on the way, and he said, Gavro derechitzna alei, the man in whom I trusted, adye legezize, you know what? He disappeared, he says, with whatever I had. So, again, Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, so Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Korksiv, I got a pasuk for you too, for this situation. It's written in Tehillim, Gam Ish Shloimi, Asher Batachti Vo, the man who is my friend, whom I trusted, he says, Higdil Olai Okev, which means that he turned his heel on me. In other words, he proved to be a heel to me. Okay? Excuse me. All right. Who the Habakkuk was? A man was saying, said Kirachimtin Haba Zizo. He says, when our love was varim stark, right? So I push you to Safsira Shechivan. We're able to sleep on the edge of a sword. In other words, a narrow bed was good enough for us, because our love was so strong for each other. Of course, talking, you know, he's using terms of man and woman, right? They love each other, right? But he says, Hashta, the Leaz Yisrachim, but now that our love has sort of cooled down, right? Then in that case, Puria Bar Shisin Garmide Le Sagalon, then a bed which is 60 cubits wide is not big enough for us. So Rav Huna says, Karai says, Kitzivig, I have pasukim for you, which illustrate the situation. He says, Mei Korek Siv, to begin with, what does it say in the Torah concerning the force, the love between God and Israel, right? It says, L'arati L'cho Shom, Dibati Yitcho Me'al HaKaporis. Okay? Pasuk says that God says, I will meet you over there and I will talk to you, because, you know, the Medishal is saying this to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, I'll talk to you from on top of the, from above the Kaporis. Kaporis, remember, was the covering of the ark, which also had the cherubim on it. Okay, that was the Kaporis. Betanya, and we have a teaching in the Gemara which says, Aaron, that the ark was Tisha, was 9 cubits, not cubits would be big, but ninth fochet means a tefach is roughly about 4 inches. Okay, so it's roughly about 36 inches, 36, 40 inches, whatever you want to say, because, you know, with this, we don't have an exact measurement as far as, you know, corresponding what it is in the American measures, but it's approximately that. Okay, the kaporis was tefach. That was one handful. Okay, so harekan asura. So altogether, the ark and its cover were 10 tefachim, right? Uksiv, and then we have another pasuk. Of course, this time now we're talking about the temple of Shlomo HaMelech, right? It's written over there that the Habayis Asher Bura HaMelech Shlomo Elad Hashem, the temple which King Solomon built unto the Beit HaShalom, Shishim Amo Orko, it was 60 cubits, not Tfochim now, but cubits, 60 cubits long, the Esrim Rochbo, and it was 20 cubits wide, Ushloshim Amo Kibose, and 30 cubits high. Alright? So, in other words, the Beit HaShalom, to begin with, in the desert, when the love for Israel was so young, right? So, his presence could be felt in how much? In 10 tefachim, right? Now, Shlomo HaMelech, now that, you know, the love has aged a little bit, right? So now we need a bed, literally, if you wish. I mean, that's because that's the mushel, as we would say, you know, the our example, right? Is already so much bigger, wider, and taller, right? Okay. Philip Sof. And finally, Ksiv is written, Koyamar Hashem, this is what the Lord has said, Hashemayim Kisi, right? The heaven is my throne, the Oretz Hadom Ragloi, and the earth is my footstool. Eze Bayis Asher Tivnu Li, what kind of a house can you even build for me? In other words, my glory is so great that, you know, it can't even fit into this house, right? So this is how, as love ages, we see that the great love that you had at the very beginning, you know, begins to mellow and mellow and mellow. So this is the way it is. That's why it says that the bed, you know, became wider and wider and wider as they got older. Okay. Now, before they got started on these common expressions, so the last thing that they were talking about was Lo Saguru Bitneish, right? Okay. The literal meaning of Lo Sogur Bnei Ish means do not be afraid of any man, right? This is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells the judges. You have to judge people honestly, right? In justice, and don't be afraid of anyone. As he said, also, you know, Psukim that we've already had before on the previous page, Kalkotad, Kalkadol Tishmud, right? You have to listen to the plea, whether the litigant is a small person or an important person, right? And so on. But you have to judge fairly. Okay. And do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of a rich person. Okay. Or a powerful person. So this is what we had. However, now they give a somewhat different interpretation of the words Lo Saguru. He says, my mashma, how do you know the I Lo Saguru Lishna Knushia? How do you know that the word Lo Saguru can also mean to withhold something, to hold back something? literally to gather something to you. Kedusha is like, you know, lichdos and hip, you know, kadesh or something. So, Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Amar Kura, what do you mean? We have a pasuk where this word occurs. As for example, it's written in the Torchicha, V'yayin lo sishte, v'lo se'egor. In other words, punishment will be, you know, that there'll be a drought, right? So you will not be able to drink wine, nor will you be able to gather in a harvest. So means to gather in something. Okay, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, he says, I have a different pasuk. He says, it's written in the book of Proverbs, Tochin b'kayetz lachmo, Orgro b'kotzir b'acholam. Okay, I'll translate it for you and tell me who we're talking about, okay? In the summer, she prepares her food, literally her bread, right? And she stores up, at the harvest time, the food that she's going to need. So what are we talking about? What? She prepares her food in the summertime, and she gathers in at the harvest time the food that she'll need. Huh? No. It's Book of Proverbs. They're talking about go to the ant. Lech ad ha'malah. Go and see, look at what the ants do and learn from her.
I was thinking of
right.
In the field.
Right, right.
Gathering up.
Correct, correct. But this is a marshal that Shleba Belikins, right? Go to the ants. Lazy person. Go and observe her ways and so on. See how she works in order to gather in the food that she's going to need and so on. So again, as you can see, Oger, right? As you know, Loseg, or right, and Ogrova Kotzer, and so it means to gather it. Rav Acha Berei, the Rav Iko, he gave a different pasuk, also when the word occurs. He says, Oger Ba Kayetz Bein Maschil, a wise son gathers in what he needs in the summertime. You know, it's when food is plentiful, right. So if you're wise, you stock up at that time so that you're prepared for the days to come.
Right.
Okay. Now we get back again to judges and justice. Pardon me. Omar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, Omar Rabbi Yodasan, the name of Rabbi Yodasan. He says, call Dayon. Shedan din emes la amito mashver shachid of Yisrael. Says every judge who judges truthfully, in other words, he gives the correct verdict, and because it's based upon the truth of the situation, he causes the Shekhinah to dwell in Israel. Shenemar Elohim nitzov ba'das el bekerav Elohim yishbod. God is found in the assembly of judges. In the midst of the judges, does He Himself judge? Okay. The whole dayan shein adon din emes labito. But any judge who does not judge a case truthfully, goreim l'shechina, he causes the shechina shetis talek b'Yisrael to depart from Israel. Shenemar pasuk in Tilim mishod aniyim. As a result of the robbery or the spoiling of the poor, meyemkas of yoidim, because of the cry of despair of the poor people, ato okom yomar Hashem. Now I will arise, says God, right, and the rest of it, I'll judge in my salvation, I'll bring salvation. The Yomar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, Omar Rabbi Yonason, son of Rabbi Yonason, said, call Dayan, every judge, Shenotel Mizeh If he takes from this one and gives to the other one not rightly, right, not justly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notum imena nafshu, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will take his soul from him too. In other words, Rebbeinu Shel Olam will punish him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu, do not rob the poor person just because he is poor, the Altadake Oni Bershar, and do not oppress the poor person in the gate. Remember, the gate is what? It's the place where judgment was, okay? It's where the court was held. Ki Hashem Yoriv Rivam, because God will plead their case, the Koves Kovehem Nofesh, and he will require the souls of those who oppress them. V'yomer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omer Rav Yonason, another quotation, Le'olam Yireh Dayon Atzmo Ki Yelocher B'Nachas Lo Bein Yarkasov. A judge should always imagine to himself as if there were a sword that is lying there literally between his thighs, in other words, right next to him. The Gehinnom Pesucho Lo Metachtov, and Gehinnom is open there right below him. In other words, they should be afraid, right? Yes.
Is this, you know, what we've been doing, this whole section,
right,
is saying Proverbs.
Yeah.
It's fairly common. I don't recall ever seeing in any of the other things we've studied this, you know, large number of... Is this fairly
right.
common?
Right. No, it's not fairly common. Time to time you too have.
Yeah,
but here, I mean, practically the entire page, you know, has been devoted to these ideas. Right, right. It is. Right.
Experiences that the rabbi had. Yeah, they're taking
holy. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're now on Dav Zion Omid Beis. Somebody at the door?
Yeah. That's at the Jewish Community Center. Is that the?
Is there a meeting tonight of the people
that work in
the area?
Yeah, that's at the JCC.
Jewish Community Center. Tom Dickinson.
I got a call yesterday from the city that they're having a meeting for Forest Park people, right?
Forest Park Community Police.
Right. Okay. Do we have the new page? Yes. Bob, did you get the new one?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, we're on Amid Beis now.
This should be
Zion Amid Beis. Right. Okay.
You just gave us the one.
Yeah, but Bob didn't get his. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Shenamar. The Pasuk says, this is a quotation from the Song of Songs, Hinei mitoso shel Shlomo, behold, literally, the bed of Solomon, Shishim geborim soviv lo megibori soel, 60 heroic guards, right, around about him from among the guardians of Israel, right? Kulo machuse cherev, they're all holding on to their swords, Lumde Belchoma is skilled in war. Ish Karbo Ayurecho, each one has his sword by his thigh. Mipachad Balilas, because of the fear at night. So, first of all, up to this particular point, what are we talking about? Obviously, Shir Shiva has a different meaning, you know, shot. But you have to bear in mind that our tradition has interpreted Shir HaShirim as relating to the love of God in Israel. Okay? And therefore, when it says Shlomo, according to our sages, almost every reference to Shlomo really means the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shah Shalom Shalom, right? Peace is his, you understand? Yeah.
Not the Shalom.
So, you know, you have Pshat, you have Drash.
Yeah.
Pshat is the simple meaning of the text, right?
Yeah.
What presumably is the real meaning, if you wish. But then the Drash is, you know, how they take a Pasuk and they get a new teaching out of it. Okay. So what is the teaching? As I said, the teaching, first of all, is the love that, you know, that the Rebbeinu Shalom has for Israel and that Israel has for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Okay? So here we're talking about the fact that who are the Shishim Geborim, etc., etc., who are they? So who are the Melumnei Milchama? The answer is Milchamto Shatera. In other words, these are the scholars who are learned in the battle of the Torah. Okay? Right. So all of them, of course, you know, Chuzei Cheref, etc., means, you know, that they have the education, you know, and so on and so forth. And nevertheless, they have a fear, right? Mipachat balelos. They have a fear of whatever is going to transpire in the course of the night. Okay? That's why. So what is this fear? So the answer is Mipachto shel Gehinnom. This is how now the rabbis interpret it, because of the fear of Gehinnom. Shedome lalayla, which is like night. It's dark as night. Gehinnom. Okay? So what they're saying, to go back to the bottom of the previous side, is that a judge has to be wary of the fact that he judges in the spirit of God. Because if he does what is wrong, in other words, he judges unjustly, then in that case he should be afraid of the punishment that God would send him. Okay. Obviously, it's in order to impress a judge that he has to be very serious, very honest in the position that he has, in being able to judge din emes la'avito, as we read on the previous side. A truthful conclusion to the trial. Okay. Dorosh Rav Yoshio v'yitemer of Nachman by Yitzhak. So he gave a drasha. He says, "V'aydechsev, what is the meaning of a pasuk that we have in Yirmiyahu, which says, 'Beis David, O house of David, Ko'amar Hashem, Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, Dinu laboke mishpot, judge justly in the morning, v'hatzilu gozul miyado sheik.'" And save the person who is being robbed from the oppressor. He says, do you judge only in the morning and not all day long? Elo, but rather the meaning is as follows. Im borur lecho hadovor kaboker, if you know the matter is as clear to you as the morning is, then omrehu, then give your opinion. Beim lav, but if not, al tomrehu, then don't say it. Okay? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba over Rabbi Yonason meyochan. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says that Rabbi Yonason derived a similar idea from this pasuk. Emor lachokba achosi ot. Okay? Pasuk in Mishlei says, say to wisdom, you are my sister. Im borur lecho omrehu, if it is it's clear to you. Yeah. Then say it. Oh, I see. My eye is going cockeyed. My eyes skipped a long line over there. Okay. Okay. If this matter is as clear to you as your sister, who you know is prohibited to you, omrehu, then say it. V'im lav, but if not, al tomrehu. Yeah, don't. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question.
Why not a mother or some other?
Well, but the pasuk says it's a, it says, say to wisdom, you are my sister. Okay. So that's the reason why it talks about the sister. Okay.
And Chokhmah is feminine.
Chokhmah is feminine, right. Right, yeah. Right, right. I don't know if you remember, we had this pasuk quoted a few pages back. A reference to Rav going to Eretz Yisrael and the Zichik Smicha, and at that time they quoted it. I mean, to say that he was so skilled in being Mati Bechoros, you know, knowing all the various blemishes that a firstborn could have, that they refused to give him that type of Smicha, that he should be Mati Rasur, because others who were not as skilled might not know the reason why, you know, he said that it was kosher when it wasn't, or something like that. And they quoted it at that time, I mean, to say, it's called, I mean, why did they give him a reference, you know, where it says, Bar Achti, my sister's son is going to Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you remember, my father's son, my sister's son, and so on and so forth. I'll answer myself. All right. We had that a few pages back. All right. Anyway, Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. I'm sure Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, Asora sheyoshu midin, when 10 people are sitting in judgment, in other words, it's the best, right? Kolor tolui b'sava kulon. Then it's as if a kolor, that's the... It's the Hebrew word, which is like the Latin word collar, which we have in English too, right? A collar is hung over the throat, over the neck of all of it, meaning that in this particular case, they're all chained together. Okay.
Like a yoke.
Right? They're all chained together. In other words, they all bear a responsibility together. Right? Pshita. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? So he says, Lo tzricha. No. We need it for the following case. Elo l'talmid ha-yoshef ne-rabbi. When there is a disciple, a student, who's sitting, you know, before his Rebbe, right? And he sees that the Rebbe is making a mistake in his interpretation. What do we learn? We learn that he should not be quiet at that particular time. But, you know, he should very respectfully, you know, remind the Rebbe that the din is a little different, okay? So, in other words, he has to share in the responsibility. This is what he's trying to bring out over here. The student has to share also the responsibility of his teacher in this case. Right.
But not embarrassed.
Right, not embarrassed, chas v'sholem. No.
But should he realize that he's
no. Right. Rav Huna, Kihava also did it a kame. So now they give a similar case. Rav Huna, when there was a, you know, a case, a trial that was brought before him, Michdaf or Ma'aseh Asor Rabbanan Mibay Rav, then he would gather 10 rabbis from the yeshiva, right? Omar, and he said, the reason being that let each of us have a little chip of the beam. In other words, let us all bear responsibility, but if we make a mistake, then each one will have not as great a responsibility, since, you know, we all have all together, but as individuals, we don't have the entire blame upon ourselves, that's what he's trying to say. Okay. Yeah. And similarly, yeah, we find out that Rav Ashi, ki hava osi trefus olakame, when there came a shaila about an animal, was it kosher or was it treif? Okay? So machti for maise lehu lechu tabochi de masa b'chase. Then he would gather all the butchers of masa b'chase to, you know, to sit in judgment together with him, because he figured that the butchers certainly know the anatomy of the animals very well, and they could be able, you know, to distinguish whether it's right or wrong. And again, what did he say? Omar. So he said likewise. This way we all have one ship of the beam. Kiyosa Rav Dibi, when Rav Dibi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babylonia, Omar Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Kohen. So he said, Rav Nachman Bar Kohen gave the following drasha. Says, my dirtziv, what is the meaning of the posuk? Melech ba mishpot yamid eretz v'ish terumos yehersena. Literally, a king through justice makes his land stable. Okay? V'ish terumos, but a person who is always looking for handouts, yehersena. He will destroy it. Okay? So, im dayon dome lemelech shenasorch lechlum, if the judge, in other words, if he's like a king who has no need of anything, in other words, by himself, he's very competent, he knows everything, you know, that has to be, you know, then in that case, he brings about stability in the land. However, if he's like a Kohen, Shemachazu, Meshagodas, who goes wandering.